So what's the point? Are you suggesting that he has made the slaves superior to the masters? Please, I beg you, don't think this way, man. Don't be so narrow-minded, so oblivious to God's abundance, especially with such a master. From the start, God intended to make you immortal, but you were not willing. The events of that era were subtle suggestions of immortality, conversing with God, a life free from discomfort, a life devoid of sorrow, worries, labors, and other temporary conditions. Adam didn't require clothing or shelter or any other basics. He was much like an angel, anticipating many future events and filled with exceptional wisdom. He even knew God's hidden actions, specifically concerning the woman, which is why he said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." Work, sweat, shame, and insecurity all came later. But on that day, there was no sorrow, no pain, no mourning. Unfortunately, he did not remain in that esteemed position.